Klal Yisrael is in the midst of a difficult and schwere Zman, as we are all aware, and we are faced by the sinner, the terrible sinner which we see from Yishmael and from Esav. And this is possibly what Chazal referred to as the Chevlei Moshiach. Before Moshiach will come, there will be the Chevlei Moshiach. And the question is, what can one do, what can we do to protect ourselves from these Chevlei Moshiach? So the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Chesum Abeis, Shali Talmido Ves Rebbe Luzer Mayasa Udom V'yinutzel Mechevloi Shul Moshiach. This question the Talmidim asked Rebbe Luzer, what can we do to save ourselves from the birth pangs of Mashiach? And Rebbe Luzer answered them back and he said, Yasoik betoira ive gemilis chasudim. Two eitzes, toira with gemilis chasudim. So Baruch Hashem already gave two different shiurim, one on the topic of Yasoik betoira and another shiur on the topic of gemilis chasudim. And today I want to focus on a third Eitzah, Shabbos Kodesh, keeping Shabbos properly. In the Zmiris Leil Shabbos, we sing, Me'ein Olam Habo Yom Shabbos Menicha, that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo, Kol HaMisangim Bo Yizki L'Roiv Simcha. All those who have a true Oynik Shabbos, they will be zoicha to lots of simcha. Mechevlei Moshiach Yitzuli Lirvucha. And they will be saved from the Chevlei Moshiach. Pidiseini Satsmiach Vnos Yogoin Va'anocha. We ask, please, Rabbi Shem, should redeem us, and all Yogoin Va'anocha should vanish. So in this Zmiris, we say very clearly, somebody who is misaneg, who has a true oynik Shabbos, he'll be zoicha to be saved from Chevlei Moshiach. And the Makar is a Beferish Gemura in Masechta Shabbos in Daf Kif Yid Ches Omed Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yeshia ben Levi, Meshimba Kapura, Kol HaMakayim Shuloish Sidois B'Shabbos. Anybody who is Mekayim the three Siddus on Shabbos, and the Mefoshin explained it doesn't say Kol HaOichel Shuloish Siddus B'Shabbos, but Kol HaMekayim, just merely to eat the food isn't good enough. Rather, he has to understand the Nyunim of Shabbos Kodesh and be Mechaven with the three Siddus to be Mechabed the Shabbos, the Oynik Shabbos. This person is Nitzel Mishuloish Perunios. He will be saved from three different forms of punishment. Mechevloish Shul Moshiach, Midina Shul Gehenem, and Mechemes Goig Imugoig. We have very clearly where the Gemara tells us, everybody who is Mekayim, who keeps properly the three Siddus on Shabbos, will be saved from Chevlei Moshiach and from Mechemes Goig Imugoig, Midina Shul Gehenem. Carries on the Gemara further, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Meshim Rabbi Yossi, Kol HaMa'anegas HaShabbos. Anybody who has a true Oynik Shabbos, Noichnen Lo Nachla Beli Metzurim. He'll be Zoicha to a Nachla which has no borders, which has no end. Shenema, quotes the Gemara Pusik in Sefer Yeshaya, in Perik Ninches, V'karusu LeShabbos Oynik. Says the Novi, a person who has true Oynik Shabbos, Oz tis anig al Hashem, and finishes off the Pusik, V'hachalticha nachlas Yaakov ovicha. Says Rabbi Yishim, I will give to you the nachla of Yaakov, your father, of Yaakov Avini. Says the Gemara, Loik Avruam, this isn't the nachla which was given to Avruam, Shakusaboy Kimis Halech Ba'uritz La'orka, just that area of Eretz Yisrael, And not like Yitzchak, not like Yitzchak, Shekusa boy kilechul zaracha eten es kolu harut soisoel, only these lands, not other lands. Ela ke Yaakov, but it refers to the Nachla of Yaakov, Shekusa boy iforatzta yoma vekedma vetzafoina venegba. And this pusik is a pusik in Parshas Vayetze. When Yaakov Avini arrived in Hamaria, it's written Vayifka Bamukoim, Vayulen Shom, Vayishka Bamukimahi, and he went to sleep Bahamaria, Vayachloim, and he had a dream, Vahina Hashem Nitzov Ulov, and the Rabbi Nishloilum was standing over him, and the Rabbi Nishloilum promised him, Ha'uretz Ashato Shoichavoleo, this land that you are sleeping on it, Lachu et Neno Elazarach, I'll give it to you and to your children. And then it's written these words, Iforatzta yoma v'kedma v'tzafoina v'negba. Iforatzta, you will sprout forth in all directions. So this is the Nachla which was promised to Yaakov Avini, and tells us Chazal, this is the Nachla which is going to be given to everybody who is Ma'aneg the Shabbos. The Mashur in Sanhedrin in Daf Tzadik Ches on the above Gemura, Mayasa Udam v'Yenusim Echevel Shul Mashiach Yasa B'Toy v'Gemiz Chasudim, writes the Mashur there, Havamutzi Lameima, the Gemura could have given us a third Eitzah, the Yekayim Shulosh Sidos, that he should eat the three Sidos on Shabbos. Kedomrin, and like we say in the Gemura Masech the Shabbos, which we've just quoted. We see clearly from the Mashal, although the Gemara in Sanhedrin only gives us two Eitzes, how to save ourselves from Chevle Moshiach, from Mechemes Goy Gemugoy, there is a third Eitzes, says the Mashal, the Gemara in Shabbos, Mechevle Moshiach Yitzuli Levucha, Kolam Esangimba, a person who keeps properly Oynik Shabbos, he'll be Zoycha, to be saved from Chevle Moshiach and from Mechemes Goig Umogoig. However, we need to understand something. This Pusik in Parshas Vayetze, where is there here somehow a remez about Shabbos that the Gemara saw in this Pusik, if Aratzta Yom of Akedma Vitzafoina, that this Pusik, from here we learn out that Kolam Anagas of Shabbos, whoever keeps the Shabbos, he will be zoicha to a nachla without end, like it's written in this pusik. Was there somehow a remez here to Shabbos? So writes the Chasam Sofer, a gewaldige pshat as follows. We know Rashi tells us on the pusik Vayifka Bamukoim that Yaakov Avini came to Hamaria, and tells us Rashi that Vayifka is a lushan of tefillah. From here we learn out that Yaakov Avini was Mesakein. He was the one who instituted to daven tefillas ma'ariv. This is where we learn out from Vayifka Bamukoim that Yaakov Avini davened tefillas ma'ariv. Now Toisus in Bruches and Daf Chovov Amabes fragt a gewaldige kasha. Because if you look in the Gemara in Chilin, where the Gemara tells us about this story of Yaakov Avini arriving in Hamaria, the Gemara tells us as follows, Vayifka Bamukoim. Yaakov Avini arrived in Hamaria, Kad Suli, after he had davened, Bui Lemahada. He wanted to go back to Choron. Oma Kodesh Baruchi, said the Rabbi Nishloilem, Tzadik zeh bula beis maloina v'yipute b'loilina. Yaakov Avini comes in Hamaria, such a mukim kudosh, and he shouldn't stay overnight. Miyad bo hashemesh. Straight away, the Rabbi Shem made that the sun should set. And therefore, Yaakov Avini had to stay there. V'yikach ma'avnei hamukim v'yusim ra'ashoysov v'yishkav b'mukim ahi. Says Toisvus, from this Gemur in Chilin, we see very, very clearly that after Yaakov Avini davened Ma'ariv, he wanted to go back to Choron. So the Rebbe Shem made the sun should set. So it comes out, He davened Maariv early. He davened Maariv whilst it was still day, before Tzeis HaKechovim. How could this be? And Azoy Fregen under Rishonim. Says the Chasam Sofer as follows. We know it's written in the Mechaber and Siman Reish Samach Zayin, and the Mogen Avraham explains it, that even those who are makpid to daven the whole week, that makpid always to make sure to daven Maariv only after Nacht, Leil Shabbos, you're allowed to daven early. So writes the Chasam Sofer, you want to know why Yaakov Avini davened early? The answer is because it was Erev Shabbos. It was Leil Shabbos. Hoyezo Erev Shabbos Sumach L'Chasheicha Alkeinis Palal Arvis Terem Bo Hashemesh. Yaakov Avini davened, it was Leil Shabbos Kodesh. Alkein, and therefore, Ruba Chaloimoy, that's why he saw in his dream this pusik, if forats to Yom Avakeim's Fein Negba, which refers to the schar of those who keep Shabbos, because it was Shabbos. And therefore, he was Zoicha to this promise, which is the promise which is given to those who keep Shabbos. This is the vort which the Chasam Sofer writes. Afterwards, he explains how could Yaakov Avini want to travel back if he'd already been Makabel Shabbos, and he explains there a teretz on this as well. This is one pshat which the Chasam Sofer says. In Drushes Chasam Sofer, he gives a different explanation, and he says as follows. We know that Rashi tells us that when Yaakov Avini went to sleep, the Rebbeinu Shloilem promised him, the land on which you are lying, I'm going to give it to you and all your children. Well, says Rashi, how much land can a person already sleep on? Only Dalad Amos? No, Dalad Amos was the Groser Chashivas. So says Rashi, from here we learn out that the Rebbeinu Shloilem folded the whole of Etzul underneath Yaakov Avini, and Rumez Loi, the Rebbeinu Shloilem was wanted to be meramez to Yaakov Avini with this, shteinoicha lekuvesh lefunav ka'arba amos. It will be easy for Klal Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, like it is easy just to conquer Dalet Amos. This is what Rashi tells us. So the Rebbeinu Shloilem showed Yaakov Avini was meramez to him, it's going to be easy to conquer Eretz Yisrael. The first place that Klal Yisrael conquered when they came into Yisrael was Yericho, and they conquered it without firing a shot. They walked around the walls of Yericho, and the walls of Yericho collapsed, came falling in. Rashi tells us in Sefer Yoshia, in Peret Vov, Pusik Yitzayin, that the Yidden conquered Yericho on Shabbos. Rashi quotes this in the name of a Medrash. The Klal Yisrael conquered Yericho, the first place they conquered in Etzrul, was conquered on Shabbos. So Zuk the Chasam Sofer. So when the Rebbeinu Shloilem showed Yaakov Avinu how easy it's going to be to conquer Etzrul, no doubt he showed him the first place which Klal Yisrael conquered and how they conquered it without firing a shot. This was the city of Yericho, which was captured on Shabbos. Therefore, since the Rebbeinu Shloilem showed Yaakov Avini how Klal Yisrael are going to conquer Etzul on Shabbos, therefore, at the same time, Yaakov Avini was Zoicha to see the Schis von Shoimre Shabbos. He was Zoicha to see the Schis, not just merely of the conquering of Yericho, but the Schis of all those who are Shoyim Shabbos properly, how they will be Zoicha to a Nachla B'li Metzurim. They'll be Zoicha to a Nachla without borders. And now writes the Chasam Sofer something which is very, very Noigeya for us all in this Matzav. What does it mean, whoever keeps Shabbos will be Zoicha to a Nachla B'li Metzurim, without end, without borders? Says the Chasam Sofer as follows, Ki kol nachla sheyesh lo meitzah. Any nachla, any country which has a border, Tzricha shemira b'mukim hagvil. It needs to have a shemira by the border, like we are aware. When you come to the border of a country, you cross over from one country to another. You need to have by the border, you need to have police there, you need to have soldiers there to guard the border, to make sure that nobody's coming into the country illegally. And if it's a country which doesn't live on good terms with its neighbor, and kal v'chomer, if they are at war with their neighbor, then they have to make sure to position and to station lots and lots of soldiers by the border to protect the border, because it's the border which protects the country. So says the Chasam Sofer, every country needs to position a shmira by the border, leval yasig ache geviloi. Aber Chazal tell us, kol ha-ma'anegis ha-shabbos, anybody who's ma'aneg, who honors properly the Shabbos, nois and nachla beli metzurim. He will be zoicha to a nachla, to a country without borders, says the Chasam Sofer, which means to say, you won't need to have a border to guard. You won't need to guard your borders. This is a nachla beli metzurim, she'eina tzericha shemira veloy shoimra. This is the kavuna v'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha nachla beli metzurim. If we keep the Shabbos properly, we won't have to worry about how we are guarding the borders. Are we making sure that nobody can penetrate, can come inside? Because Rabbi Nishan, he is going to guard our borders for us. The B'nai Yisoscha, in his Mamurim on Shabbos, quotes the words of the Megala Amikos. The Megala Amikos was one of the earlier great Mekibulim. And the Megala Amikos says as follows, that the 70 nations of the world are divided up into two camps. One camp of 35, and you have Yishmuel, he's in control of those 35 nations. And on the other side, you have a second camp, again, of 35 nations, and Esav is in control of those 35 nations. So the 70 nations are split into two halves, 35 and 35, with Esav and Yishmuel overseeing each one, their group. Writes the Megala Amikos, this is what's meant when David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Eile Borechev ve'Eile Basisim. Eile is Gematria 36. You have the 35 with Esav on one side, you have the 35 with Yishmuel on the other side, is 36. Eile v'recha v'eile basisim, v'anachni, klal Yisrael, we don't have recha, we don't have sisim. What's our protection? V'anachni, b'shem Hashem Elokeini nazke. We rely on the protection from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now carries on the Megala Amikos, and he says something very interesting. Yishmuel, he says, they keep their Yom Menicha, the day of rest, they keep it on the Friday. And Esav, Edom, they keep their day of rest on the Sunday. Klal Yisrael, we are sandwiched in the middle. We're the only ones who's keeping it on the right day, on the seventh day, on Shabbos Kodesh. So the Megala Amikos, Babris Bein Apsurim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam showed Avraham Avinu how to make the bris, Vayikach Loi Eskol Eile. He told him to take the two groups of Eile, Vayivusa Oisem Batovech, and he cut them in half. Klal Yisrael, we are in the heart, in the middle. We are Batovech is Batoich. We are in the middle, keeping Shabbos. This is in the middle. Explains the B'nai Yisoscha as follows. When Klal Yisrael keep properly the Shabbos Kodesh, through us keeping the Shabbos, through this, we will be able to overcome the Koyach of Yishmuel with his 35 nations, who they keep Ve'yom Menicha on Friday, and will be able to overcome the koyach of Esav, who they keep their Yom Menicha on Sunday. In the Sefer HaChaim from Rabbeinu Chaim, the brother of the Maral Prague, he writes a gewaltig illusion about Shabbos Kodesh. And he says as follows, today, Klal Yisrael, we are in Gulas, Ein Luni, Loi Novi, V'Loi Choyza, we don't have any Nevi'im to guide us, to help us, V'Anachni Al Admo Temeya, and we are in the Admo Temeya, we feel that we are in Gulas, and we feel sometimes abandoned. Im Kol Zois, despite this, Loi Uzav Mimeni Chazdoi V'Amitoi, the Boishim hasn't forgotten us, Chas V'Shulim. The Boishim hasn't abandoned us. And he is Mashpia, O Yeloikim Midas Shabbos B'Shabbatoi. Come Shabbos, the Boishim breathes into Klausel every Shabbos, a new Ashpur, Ibefrat especially, Anachni Ayefei Hagulis Hama Hazeh. Us, Yidin, who Nebuch, we're so exhausted and we're so shattered and seclapped from the bitter, difficult gulas which we find ourselves in. Says the Sefer Chaim, when it comes Shabbos, moitzim margoyel nafsheini b'yoyim ha-kudosh hazeh. Suddenly we get a new lease of life. We get new inspiration, new hope. The way how Klal Yisrael, every seventh day, every Shabbos, we get a new Riach HaChaim, we feel uplifted, we feel inspired. With this is Nisbara, Bira Guma, without a Sufik, Ki Toras Seini, Toras Emes, because we feel how the Boishim is being Mashpia every Shabbos, breathing into us new hope, invigorating us. We shouldn't give up from the trials and the tribulations of the week. So during the week, we are in the matzav of gulas. Come Shabbos, Shabbos is me'en oilam habo. We are transported to a different world. With this, we understand what we say in the Zmiras. This is, we say, Badei Shabbos. Shashulam shaloi yusim aleini brucha v'shulaim mismoilim miyumen al yisrul shulam. When it comes Shabbos, we have peace. Peace mismoilim miyumen. Who is the smoilim miyumen? Says Rabbi Chesel Kazmir as follows. When Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to find the shidduch for Yitzchak, he told him, if you can't find, ve'efna al yamin ois samoil, go to the right or to the left. And explains Rashi, Yemin is Yishmuel. Samoil, this is Loit. There wasn't yet Esav at the time. But now, Yemin is Samoil, this is Yishmuel and Esav. So a Yid keeps Shabbos, his Zoicha, Mismoilim, Miyumin, Al Yisruel, Shulaim. Adds on the B'nai Yisoscha, Amoydi Kavod. At the end of Parshas told us, the Torah tells us how Esav goes and he marries Machlas, the daughter of Yishmuel. Ve'yelech Esav el Yishmuel, ve'yikach es Machlas bas Yishmuel. And on this, the Gemurah and Baba Kamen of Tzadik Beis tells us as follows: Loi lechinam hulech hazar ze eitzel oirev. It's not for nothing that the zarze is a type of bird which there is a suffix in halucha: is this a kosher bird or not? It's not for nothing that this bird hangs out together with the oirev, the raven. And the Gemara explains as follows. Chazal had a suffix. Is this bird, the zarze, the our school translates it as a starling. Is this bird a kosher bird or a trefa bird? There was a suffix. So tells us Chazal, we see this bird hangs out the whole time with the oirev, with the raven. Well, the raven we know is not a kosher bird. So if the zarze is finding its company all the time with the oirev, that's a simon that the zarze, this bird is also a trefa bird like the oirev. So the Gemara tells us, we see the Esav and Yishmuel are hanging out together. They're ganging up together. If Yishmuel is hanging out the whole time with Esav, that's a siman that Yishmuel is like Esav. They share the same beliefs. They share the same sinner against Klal Yisrael. Writes the Bnei Yisoscha, Gevaldige Gematria. The Gematria of these two words, Zarze with Oirev, is the same Gematria as Shabbos. Loi lechinam hulach hazarze eitzel Oirev. When we see Yishmuel going to Esav, and we see how they are ganging up together and joining together to hurt and to hate Klal Yisrael and afflict Klal Yisrael, our Eitzah is to keep the Shabbos. And through this, we will be mevatel the koyach of Esav and Yishmuel. There's a perish on the Medrash Rabbah, was written by one of the early Achroinim. It's called Nezer HaKodesh. A gewaldige perish. And he says, a moiridike vort as follows. If we look in the Nisach of Kiddush, which we say Friday night, in Vayichili we have exactly 35 words. And in the second Brucha of Kiddush, we have again, this is according to the Nisach of the Mugen Avraham, who writes in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, the Nisach B'Shem Narizal, we have again exactly 35 words. So the Nisach of Kiddush is made up of 70 words, two groups of 35 words. Writes the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, when a Yid says Kiddush Friday night, what he should be thinking is that through the Koyach of Shabbos, we can overcome the Shivim Imus HaOlam, the 70 nations of the world, which is made up of two groups of 35, 35 with Esav and 35 with Yishmuel. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a very chushev Aruv, whose name was Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Halpern. And at the time of the Second World War, the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, were literally on the border about to come into Eretz Yisrael. They'd conquered the whole of North Africa, they conquered the whole of Egypt, and they were by the border. Tens of thousands of German troops with tanks and aeroplanes. And that's all, there was nothing. A few hundred English soldiers who had already announced that they had no intention whatsoever of even trying to fight the Germans. They were just going to surrender en masse. And the Germans had said they were going to gobble up the whole of Etzul in 2 days. And at the time, there was, as one can imagine, a terrible panic in Eretz Yisrael. It was at that period that this Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Halpern went to the Rebbe Shlomke's villa, Zeicher Tzadik V'Kudosh Levrucha, one of the greatest tzaddikim, this villa Rebbe. And he came to him and he told him of the terrible panic which had gripped all the Yid in Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be. And Rabbi Shlomke's villa said to him, you don't need to worry. It's written in a pusik, Lo yali v'lo yashchisi b'chol ha-kodshi. The Novi has already assured us that Lo yali v'lo yashchisi b'chol ha-kodshi, Edsul is going to be saved. But if you are panicking so much, said to him Rabbi Shlomke's villa, why didn't you come to me Lel Shabbos when I made Kiddush? Chazal tell us, the Gemara and Shabbos and Davkif Yitesu Medalef, Kala Oime Vayechili, whoever says Vayechili Belel Shabbos, Nasa Shittif LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Masa Bereishis, he becomes a Shittif with the Rabboin Shel Olam in creating the world. Said Rav Shlomke's villa, when you have a Shittif, when you have a partner, you can't do something by yourself without first getting the permission, without getting first the agreement of your partner. That's what a partnership is about. That's what a shitfus is. So if you say Vayichili, we are partners with the Rabboin Shloilam. If you are so frightened, why didn't you come to me Lel Shabbos? You could have been part of my partnership. So here we see here this gewaldig yesod, like the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh says, When a Yid makes Kiddush Friday night, when we keep Shabbos, we are becoming shitfim with the Rabbein Shloilam, b'masa bereshis. And when we are shitfim with the Rabbein Shloilam, b'masa bereshis, then we have also a day of kaviyuchel. And through the keeping Shabbos, we can overcome the koyach of Esav. We can overcome the koyach of Yishmuel. Shabbos is gematria zaze and oireth. So the Chasam Sof explains to us that Yaakov Avinu came to Har HaMoriah and it was Shabbos. Not only did Yaakov Avinu be makabel Shabbos there and daven marav there lel Shabbos, but, as is very clear from the Gemara, he was makabel Shabbos early. He davened marav early, says the Chasam Sof, he was makabel Shabbos early. So we need to understand, why was Yaakov Avinu Mekabel Shabbos early? He wanted Dafka to be Mekabel Shabbos early. And about this Shabbos, it was written, Kolam Anagas HaShabbos, Nachna Loi Nachla B'li Metzurim. He won't need to put soldiers on the border. The Rabbi Yishev is going to guard us. Why Dafka was Yaakov Avinu Mekabel Shabbos early? So many Gedolim over the years have advised, when it is a matzav of eis surah chas v'shulam, whether it's a matzav of eis surah for klal yisrael, or a person in his own personal situation is going through a difficult time, it's a gewaltige, gewaltige skilla to be mekabel Shabbos early. The Prima Gudim in Simon Reish Nin Vov writes the following words, V'hamoysif mechol al hakodesh. Anybody who is moysif, he's adding on Michol al HaKodesh. He's been Mekadesh the Erev Shabbos or the Motzah Shabbos. He's extending the time of Shabbos, making Shabbos longer. Moisifin loy chayim. The boy in the Shloilem will be Moisif to him life. In the Sefer Meshmera Shulam on Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Simon Chovov, he quotes from one of the very first Achroinim, Rabbeinu Yosef Git Tlaya, who lived at the time of the Spanish Inquisition. He was from the Megirushe Svad. And he writes as follows, anybody who is Marchiv the Gevilei HaKedisha, he extends this time of Shabbos, B'schizze, B'yoyse Koyel Hashem B'tzura. When he calls out to Rabbi Shem at a time of Tzura, Marchiv Loi Hashem Gevil HaKedish, Midah Keneged Midah. Just like he has extended the Gevilei HaKedisha, he's made that Shabbos shouldn't just merely be the 24, 25 hours of Shabbos, but it should be 26 hours, 27 hours, 28 hours, whatever. He's extended the time of Shabbos. So Midah Keneged Midah, Marchiv Loi Hashem Gevil HaKedish. The boy in the Shloim will be Marchiv him the Gevil HaKedish in Mekatze Gevil HaTzura. And the Baruch Hashem will shorten the time of the Tzura, v'zoicha l'nachla b'li mitzurim. And he uses this phrase, he'll be zoicha to a nachla b'li mitzurim, which doesn't have a border, which doesn't have an end. Just like he's extended the end of Shabbos, he's made it longer, so he will be zoicha to a nachla b'li mitzurim. The Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, quotes in the name of the Arizal that this is the kavuna aremes v'husa sutan milfoneini imayachareini. We ask, please, Rabbi Shem, remove the sutan from before us and from after us. Says the Arizal, what is this referring to? The sutan who's before us and after us. This refers to Yishmuel and to Esav. Yishmuel keep their chogah on the Friday. Esav Edom, they keep their chogah on the Sunday. This is the sutan which is before us and after us. And how do we get rid of this koyach of Yishmuel and Esav when we are moisif mechol al hakodesh? When we extend the Shabbos, We bring in Shabbos early. What we are doing is we are transforming the Friday to become part of Shabbos. So we're biting into that Friday. When we are marich, ma'achrim lutzeis min haShabbos, we extend the time of Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, we are transforming that from Sunday should still be part of Shabbos. We're biting into that koyach of Esav on Sunday. Yaakov Avini came to HaHamoriah. Yaakov Avini wants the Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to anachla b'li metzurim. We shouldn't have to post soldiers on our borders. We shouldn't have to worry. Perhaps we're going to face chas v'shulam attacks from over the border by all our soinim and all our oivim. So Yaakov Avini shows us how can we overcome the koyach of Esav and Yishmuel. When we are mekabel Shabbos early, with that we are removing the sutum of funeini, and when we are being marich in Shabbos, not the second, it's not Shabbos, wait for the Shabbos to go out, and booms, we are marich a few minutes more, chshivas of Shabbos, the oinig Shabbos, through this we are removing the sutum me'achareini. So this is our avoida now in these days. Our avoida is to be mechabed the Shabbos Kodesh, not just merely to keep the Shabbos. Yeah, I didn't, versteitzich, I wasn't chas v'shulim, mechal Shabbos, versteitzich, I didn't do any meluchas on Shabbos. But it has to be more than that. We have to be mechabed the Shabbos. V'kerusa l'Shabbos oineg. We have to be making ourselves, prepare ourselves for the Shabbos. We have to look forward to the Shabbos. And we have to bring in Shabbos a few minutes earlier and extend the Shabbos a few minutes later. And with that, we are zoicha v'husa sutan mefoneini emeachareini. The boishon zol taka helfen, we should all be zoicha taka in the schis of the Shabbos Kodesh, that we should be nitzel from Chevlei Mashiach, mismoilim miyumen al Yisrael shulaim, and we should all be zoicha bekurvs the nachlas Yaakov Avini, ifaratzta yoma v'kaidma v'tzafoina v'negba, umein ken yirutzoina.